Thank you for listening to Abstract Illusions Radio. With each breath of air, gain new insights and inspirations as we explore and expose the different aspects of the human experience. Now with your host, Jennifer Hillman. Good evening, everyone. This is Jennifer Hillman, and I thank you so much for tuning in to AIR. This is one of those weeks where the scheduling of the guests just kept getting delayed, and retrograde was hitting last week, so we couldn't do the pre-record. But I was scheduled to have two scientists who are researching dreams and the subconscious-conscious connection on to discuss that, and we will see when we can happen to get that scheduled so we can get that on sometime. But so this night is kind of a free-for-all. And so you have anything you want to discuss. I feel like this week is definitely one of the most intense energies that we have had in a while. It really is kind of wondrous how the energy really, for me, it's been kind of kicking my butt. It's really bringing up some really deep issues, some really deep things that need to be dealt with. And I'm not saying I don't appreciate that they're coming up, but it's not always easy to really understand it. So Ho'oponopono has been on my lips quite a bit this week. I did have Energy Week work done by Talia Leria, who has been on the show, and it was an amazing, amazing session. So if you're feeling a little out of sorts or off balance, I highly recommend you go check her out. She does channel Polaris as well, and the energy work she did was amazing. And I look forward to actually having another session again with her to kind of clean out all this stuff that's throwing things a little bit off kilter for me. So it is a time of clearing and taking charge of your life and really seeing what you value and who values you and in what direction you really want to go. It's taking the authority in your life and being authentic with it. If something is not feeling right and really off cue for you, it really is something to look at. I have been definitely doing that with a lot of relationships. And one reason why is sometimes you look at astrology and it can actually plant a seed for you to kind of wait for the shoe to drop. Or it can be taken like something you really need to pay attention to and really see what is going on. This week, we had Venus squared Pluto, which is all about relationships. But it's not just relationship with people, it's also with money. Squaring Pluto, the planet of transformation. It's kind of like the wake-up call to see where you are and where your values are. Venus is often the planet that is all about values, and the values are changing now. And where you want to put your focus is also changing for many people as they realize that it's time to turn the corner and really keep going onto the next street. For me, I've been getting clear indications that it is time for me to move from my present location, and yet that divine timing has kept me where I am for the present moment. But I also have a clear understanding that it is a timing deal. It's like the value of my time in this space, I needed to really understand everything I've been through and to understand the process and move forward. I also have understand the value of looking at the patterns and seeing the patterns and seeing that if you keep saying and doing the same thing over and over again, you got to look at why. And I've noticed that even with my blogs, that I'm writing a very, very, very similar theme. And I'm going, this is something for me to really look at. Now, it may be something that's energetically very apparent to a lot of people that's going on, but it also could be something that really is, you got to stop and look. And for me, I wrote, the last blog I wrote about is how I had been really very blessed with a lot of wonderful relationships, but I've also been blessed with seeing a repeating pattern of people say, hey, why don't you do this, this, and this, and then they're not following through on their side, and I'm kind of stuck holding the bag. And when that happens, and I keep following through, spirit kind of like kind of stops the brakes for me, and I get a clue. And that's very true with me traveling this summer. I originally was going to go to Europe, and I've met many people on Facebook, and they were making all these suggestions, and I was trying to do as much as I could, but budget being what it is and travel being what it is, you can only do so much. And it got to the point that it was a little bit unreasonable for me to do everything. And doors started shutting. And after the first door shuts, you kind of have to go, something's up. And then the doors continue to shut. And it's like there's a window of opportunity for things to flow. And if you don't go with that flow and you start changing your mind, which is a pattern of mine, you're going to end up closing the doors instead of letting them open. So when you get an intention, and my original intention when I went to Europe was to go by the ocean. I wanted to be by the ocean, and I wanted to see and travel Europe overall because I am thinking of spending a lot of time over there. So I wanted to see a lot of places and see if there's a place that I really wanted to stay a little bit longer than others. Well, the original intention was great, and things were all lined up for it to happen. And then again, somebody canceled. And then another door shut, and another door shut. And I finally just canceled the trip altogether and said, it's just not the right time to go to Europe. And I was able to get a great deal to Hawaii, but now there's all the radiation. It isn't the best time to be going to Hawaii right now. So I ended up going and making reservations very easily. After I got an invitation from a friend, a few friends, to Virginia Beach. And I know that the South is really being hit hard by storms. So I send them blessings and a lot of good vibes. So I will be taking a little time off to take care of me and to visit with some friends and see where I go from there. It's very interesting to really sit back and see the patterns and seeing how you put the energy out there and you can attract people, but you really need to make sure you're attracting the people that will actually help you, not just pat you on the head and say, well, when you get that ready, you let us know. And then we're right there. And it's very interesting that I really need to take a little time and see the value of the situation and the friendship. And there's a lot of different ways of looking at this. But taking a little time to not overreact or overanalyze, but really see, okay, this is something I need to clear. And that's actually why one of the reasons why I called Talia and asked for the energy, because I felt blocked. I felt like it was like I was stuck on a wheel, merry-go-round, and I'm just going around and I needed to break that pattern. And sometimes you do need help. And as spiritual people, we are often told by the leaders and things to, all the answers are within. And that's very true. Well, I got the answers that I needed help. And it was amazing how things just flowed very quickly. Once you take a decision for self-care, it really does help you in many, many ways. So you really need to take a little time to take care of you. Spend a little extra money to pamper yourself every once in a while and treat yourself good instead of putting all your energy out there for everybody else. And yes, we're here to serve. And I absolutely love serving and doing everything that I do. I'm very, very blessed with a variety of opportunities. And a lot of people have been there for me to really move forward and help other people very much. So I appreciate that. But I feel like there's a lot of new opportunities that are available for me, and it's kind of time to look at all those options out there. It's like looking at the opportunity to see when it is going to be the right time to get over to Europe. I really feel a pull to go over there. And the divine timing will happen. It's just one of those things that you got to pay attention to the signs. And if you keep getting, you know, that open window and you don't leave at just the right time, it's going to close. And it could be close on an opportunity, a relationship, a friendship, a business deal, an idea that really could do something very big and bright for you. And it's all decisions. And we all have made those mistakes. It's not even a mistake. We've all had those hard lessons where we chose one thing and we could have chosen another way and it might have ended up different. But it's like you're on that edge. And you got to realize that you're not always going to be able to know when to leap. And it was very interesting. I wrote this, I'm not even sure what to call it, but basically it's about how you're standing on the edge and you know that your enemy is truly your ally. And your enemy pushes you off. When does the ally come to help you? Now, this is like the shadow side motivating you and getting you to leap forward and knowing the right time to leap and really being very trusting in the leap. I'm really good at taking this risk. I'm really, let's go for it. But as I said, you know, Wile E. Coyote has often been around me. So do things blow up in my face? Usually quite often. And I usually can laugh it off. It might be a while before I do, but I generally find the reason to laugh it off. So it's all in timing. And this week has really been an intense time to really look at everything. And it really is a huge time for relationships. If something is not working in a relationship and it's not an equal energy, if it doesn't balance itself out, if one is doing all the work, then the other person really isn't valuing you. And it may be time for you to pull back your energy and see what happens. It's not necessarily that you have to end the relationship, but you definitely have to pull back your energy. And in some relationship, it is best just to close the door and say, well, that was fun. That was a learning experience. I see what's going on, and now it's time to move on. And then there's times that there's been such a dance that you almost need a break just to catch your breath. And each time, it's just a wonderful way of looking at the different possibilities and opening the energy for other things to come in. Because if one door shuts, another one opens. And that's the thing you have to understand very clearly. And with all the shifts and change and the earthquakes and the radiation and all the ways man is kind of not helping themselves, it's time to really look and see how you're helping yourself, as I said. Valuing yourself, first and foremost, is the most important thing you can do. If you don't love yourself, you really can't love anybody else. And worthiness is one of those issues that I would say probably 98% of all humanity has. Being worthy. And there is a few people that really feel they're worthy and they just go and do it and they don't worry about it. And there's other people that they talk it really well, but they don't walk it. And integrity is a huge thing. And again, the four agreements. You know, if something it's not necessarily that, you know, in the game of relationships, somebody might be doing the very best you can, they can. But on the other hand, make sure you don't take it personally. Do the very best you can. Don't assume anything. Ask questions. It's okay to ask questions. And that's the scariest part, is asking those questions of yourself and of the other person, of the opportunities, and see if everything is really lining up in a very good way. It is very beautiful to be having this chat with you today. And again, the lines are open. If you want to call in, it's 815-9756 is the phone number. If you have any comments about the energy, if you have any questions, it is kind of a show of discovery and understanding and moving forward with the great values. And it's very interesting that a lot of Buddhism and Hinduism and really the practices of going within are really out there. And I'm finding a lot of people finding the way to the various modalities of really healing themselves and understanding that this is all an illusion. And I have been looking at some of the writings and the teachings of some of the gurus, and it's very interesting. I have to admit that there has been some gurus that I kind of tilt my head and say, wait a minute, that's a great way of making an excuse for not really dealing with your stuff. And I kind of like, you know, you got to do your best and you got to do what you got to do. Though at the same time, you need to be in integrity with yourself and with others and really not use the spiritual practice as an excuse. As I said, truly walk your talk and not just be talking it. If you're manipulating the energy, it will be coming back in one way or another. You might not like it, or you might not want to understand and be there and do that. But you need to understand that it really makes you sit back and really look at all the people that you really connect to and what you're getting out of it. Isn't an equal energy exchange? Are you doing taking most of the responsibility? Are you the one always contacting them? Do they contact you? Are they supportive of you? Do they let you truly let, you know, your hair down and let you have one of those venting moments? Or are these friends that are kind of fair weather? When it's convenient for them, they're there. But when they're not, oh, well, it's been nice. And there is a lot of people who are very, very detached in their relationships. And we can look at it and see if we want to put our time in that or not. Now we have my sister Betsy on the line 3. Hi, Betsy, what's up?
Well, I just was listening to you talk about worthiness and relationships and just kind of wondering if you're finding that the relationships are changing a lot these days.
Oh, most definitely.
People are aware of, I mean, because I see some people, I'm not sure they're totally aware of how it's changing.
It just depends on the person and how aware they are. If they're really looking and understanding what's going on around them, then they probably know something's shifting. There is a lot of people that they're kind of clueless. They just kind of like got the blinders on and they just do whatever they think they need to do. And you poise one of those questions that they're not used to hearing. And it's like, huh? What do you mean you want me to, like, actually give back? What are you talking about? What do you mean by that? There is a lot of people that are kind of like getting the 2x4, number one, to look at their relationships and really see how they are shifting. I'm seeing a lot of friends that are fading out of the picture, and then I'm seeing other people that are becoming more valuable to me. Or I'm seeing more of the value of their friendship, that it's not just lip service. They're really there for me. Are you finding that you are seeing that a lot yourself with like really close relationships, or is it more like work or something else?
Well, I see it in a lot of relationships. I think things are shifting. I think people are shifting, and that is affecting some relationships. I'm seeing that there's some of the changes I'm seeing are good, and some of them are, you were talking about worthiness, and I don't know if it's so much worthiness as much as they don't feel that they have to value others. I mean, mm-hmm. they feel like people will be there no matter what, and in some cases, in some relationships, that's fine because they will always be there because there's been give and take. But I don't know that, work as an example, I don't know that there's always been the same energy exchange, as you like to say, between people at times. And I'm not sure that people are cognizant of that.
Well, it could be they do see it, they're just not acknowledging it, the imbalance, because that means they have to step up to the plate.
And really, yeah, I don't think as many people want to do that these days.
You know, it that is one thing that I am seeing quite a bit, is how lazy people really are when it comes to working in a relationship. And again, there's a lot of spiritual practices, that say just be still and be. And, there's others that say, you should always be in that meditative state and always on and always present, and everything will flow to you no matter what, and always keep a cool head regardless of what's going on. And that's really nice and but if you can do that, that's the one thing about spiritual practice and having that even keel, at least for me. I'm human. I'm here to experience emotions, the ups and downs and ins and outs, and that's why I'm here, to feel that great joy but that great depression. And I know I can get out of it. It's a choice. And do I choose to have those really – it's like the energy, after the energy work I had, it's like, wow! But I knew what going in, what might be coming up. And I also know it's something I can let go of because it's an illusion. It's just a moment that I've been holding on to it so long that it's time to let go of it. But I didn't even know I was stuck there. And now I know. So sometimes it's just asking that right question to really make people look to see if they value themselves and if they value the people in their lives.
Yeah.
So it's...
And, I mean, a lot of changes going on.
Definitely. And especially this week, I've really noticed it quite a bit. Just really witnessing. And that's a lot of what you need to do, is just witness and not take... Don't take it personally. Just witness it and say, okay, how does this make me feel? Do I feel valued? And if it doesn't, how...
And if the answer is no, then what do you do?
And if you don't feel value, what energy are you putting out to let them know that they can do that to you? Because it's like attract like. So you're attracting this person because in some ways you don't value yourself. The more you value yourself, like if you decide not to do something, it's okay if you're valuing. It just depends on how you do it. if it's almost like a game and you don't do something because it's fear and has nothing to do about value, except it does because you're not valuing the energy that person has put in to what you're now canceling at the last minute. Or you're changing the plans at the last minute because they don't value you. And they think it's just, you know, it's like no big deal. And there really is a fine line of valuing yourself and say, if they have a problem with it, it's their issue. But understanding and valuing the impact you have on that other person. And that's the thing that I think a lot of people tend to forget is the impact on their decision and the lack of value on themselves and other people.
I would agree, but I think sometimes it's just because they're so into themselves that they don't even see that impact.
They don't want to see it.
Well,
and that, you know,
as you
there's
said, it might mean that they need to step up.
Oh, and if they don't, then you know just to walk away.
Right.
Or change the value that you have and the energy you use on that friendship, that relationship, or whatever it is. Because if you just keep pushing away and pushing away, it's like I've been often told by friends, Jen, you're pulling a dead horse here. Why? And it's like I value a situation more than the other person do, but because I truly value what I thought I was getting out of it. You know, it ends up I'm just getting stronger arms because I'm pulling this, you know. And sometimes you just got to stop and say, I'm not going to pull this anymore. And it's amazing when you let go. It's like, wow, I'm kind of sore from pulling that around. I didn't need exercise, but why? Yes. Yes. So, it is an interesting time, and I believe I've got another caller on the line, Betsy. So if you have another comment, it's always good to have you on the show.
Have a great night, Jen.
Thank you. And
bye.
We've got – bye. Thank you. And we got Ed on the line. Is Ed still there?
Oh, no. Can you hear me?
Ed. It's this Ed. Well, I thought you were another Ed, but this is a wonderful Ed. This is Christine. Hello, Christine.
Yeah. Oh, you know, Seth, you're so funny. I just figured that out. I wanted to keep your sister on the radio show and have a three-way.
Well, if Betsy wants to call back in, she's welcome to, and we could do a three-way. It's really up to her if she wants to call in. So,
yeah.
It's up to her. So what are you thinking about all of this?
Well, I have to agree with what she was saying, that people are, you know, everything's just really weird right now. And mm-hmm. kind of funky, and, you know, 300 people died from a tornado in Alabama and Oklahoma and all that stuff. And that's a lot of energy.
Yeah.
Being, you know, ripped out, I think. I mean, so we just sit here in the Southwest and fiddle our thumbs wondering what we can do. So, you know, right now I've been thinking about all the families that have lost their lives, have lost their homes, and you know, it's not as bad as Katrina, but it's pretty bad.
Yeah, I actually have a first cousin who's in Tallulah, Alabama, and she's out of power. She doesn't have power. She still has a home, luckily. But I guess it's just one of those things that, you know, you kind of count your stars when you're in a place that doesn't have such events in your space. So I know that here in Tucson, we have had tornadoes, and I actually had one go over my house at one time, and it does. It sounds like a freight train. It was, you know, the dogs that I had knew to go into the middle bathroom No room for me in there, but the dogs were safe, which I thought was funny. But literally, it was kind of a scary event. So to have your home totally ripped away as you're underground, it's got to be a scary deal. And all we can do is
I've been in one tornado, and it was actually in Tempe, Arizona, back in the early 70s. And it did so much damage that we got to stay at the Holiday Inn for 2 weeks. Woohoo! Which, back in the 70s, staying at the Holiday Inn for 2 weeks was a huge deal.
Oh, yeah.
In fact, it was the first time I ever stayed at a hotel. And then I was in one earthquake, and I was in Northridge in that earthquake. And
what year was that one?
Things do happen. Well, I was actually living over there with, back in the 80s. I was right across the street. I was living on Chase Street right across from the junior high.
Wow. So. Yeah, I was in the 71 earthquake in L.A. And we got off for 3 weeks from school. and, you know, it's weird. I just remember, you know, the pool in the backyard being half empty because it literally was a tidal wave out of the pool. Staying home and watching Tom Brokaw in a brown leather suit for 3 weeks, and the man did not change his clothes. It was amazing. That or else he had the same suit several times over. It's just interesting what you remember, but I valued him being there. It was kind of interesting going through that. You valued,
so
you know.
So none of this stuff is new. I mean, we're old enough to realize that all of this stuff seems to go in cycles. Is there a pattern?
Oh, yeah. There is cycles and stuff. I think they're intensifying now. And I do think they're becoming different cycles than they were before. The weather patterns have definitely changed. I mean, they're practically having days of like a heat wave over in Europe, which usually is cloudy and cool. And now they're getting like 80s and 90s over there. And then you come over here and we're having colder weather. So the energy shifts that are going on are really affecting the weather patterns. And it will be interesting to see how it continues to develop, because it is really, it's intensifying. And it's just amazing how fast time is going. I mean, we're at the end of April already. And it's like, wait a minute.
We're 40-something and over the hill and time kicks in.
No, everybody is feeling how time is going faster. There
I'll
was somebody that called on here that said that we're living a year in 22 days. That's how fast it's accelerating.
Well, I know that in my world, a week feels like 2 days.
Yeah. I mean, there's days that I'm really thinking it's, you know, Wednesday and it's only Monday.
And I'm thinking, oh, my God, it's Thursday. And I'm like, yeah, what happened to Monday?
Yeah.
What happened to Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday?
Now, are you seeing people, are you seeing the shift in the your relationships and who's valuing you or who you value? Are you seeing a difference in your relationships and your friendships?
Well, I choose to, in fact, I wrote something about this. My brother died 7 years ago, April 25th. It was 7 years since his death. And over the weekend, I was having, like, crazy dreams, and I didn't realize what it was all about. I mean, it was Easter weekend, of course, so that's pretty heavy duty. But when I realized that Monday was the anniversary or whatever of my brother's death, and that it had been 7 years, everything just fell into place and made sense. Because I heard, and this is going to be really weird, Jen, and I haven't talked to you. I mean, I feel like I talked to you, but I haven't talked to you.
Right.
I heard, blood of my blood, blood of my blood, I am always with you.
Cool.
Well,
it's true.
It has so many different meanings, because then I got into thinking about the blood of Christ.
Right.
And how, you know, how that blood, you know, means that we have life. And then my brother's death says, you know, he's always been with me, even though he died in 2004. He's never left me.
Right.
And then, like, I don't know. I mean, I have, like, such bizarre dreams that I actually talk and yell and all that stuff in these dreams. Like, I'm actually in a different dimension. And that's
what you are.
Oh, you know, if that's the case, I'm on, you know, I'm doing just fine.
Yeah, and it's, do you find that you are wanting to find ways of escape? Because the energy is just so weird and so extreme.
No, I find it odd that it's the same yesterday as it is today. But I've never really lived a whole lot of places. I mean, I was born and raised in this geographical area.
Right.
So every once in a while I think, why don't I have a passport? Why haven't I traveled the world like Jennifer Hillman does? Why is it that my world exists in people? And when I say people, it's family. I'm
right.
So attached to my family that, you know, the furthest I go now is Colorado to go see my other granddaughter.
But do you want? But do you really want to travel? I mean, you've been to California several times.
I've been to California,
and you've been to Hawaii. So don't say you're not a traveler.
I've been to Hawaii, but I've not had to use a passport. So it's like, do I take that next step and get a passport? Do I even need a passport? Do I even want to leave North America?
Why not? I mean, there's a lot of people who have, you know, they think it's really dangerous to travel and stuff, but that's living in fear. And to me, I would rather be having a great time in a foreign country and get killed than stay in my home saying, you know, you know, I'm stuck here.
I'll go to Google World and I can see everything.
Well, you can, but the energy is quite different. It's like you can have a lot of friends, like on Facebook and stuff, but, you know, it's true that, you know, is it really a friendship if you haven't met them?
Well, that's a good question, because every person I meet, I understand it's an honor.
Right, and I'm the same way. But there's so many people that put that judgment. And it is a judgment that you're not really a friend if you're not face to face. And there's been a few people that I've met.
I've got friends that I know face to face that aren't as good to me as people that I've never met.
Exactly. You know, and there's been times, there's been several people that I've known them for years and haven't met them, and we've become very good, close, best friends, actually. And then we finally meet, and one time it took 3 years before I got to meet this woman, and we traveled on over to Europe together. We had never met before physically. We'd talk on the phone a couple times and, you know, emails back and forth. And I went over to Scotland, and she said, is there any chance I can go with you? And I said, sure, come along. And we met for the first time in New York, JFK Airport, and we spent a week together, and it was great. And it just depends on the expectations, but there is, and I'm finding a hesitation to meet people that they meet
is
online.
Is that because of the energy?
I think a lot of it is their own fears. And them being very protective. It also could be, you know, if you're just really gung-ho, they could be intimidated by you. Wow,
yeah,
she's just really going for it. She's not hesitating. And they tend to hesitate. And if, you know, it's like I wrote in that one blog, is if you hesitate too much and you backtrack and you're changing the energy and you're almost like canceling it out. And it could be a really beautiful opportunity that your fear is keeping you from really moving forward.
This is going to go off on a tangent, but because now we're in this tech generation and, you know, they call it Generation Y, and I'm going to call it Generation Tech, because there is not a baby born in the United States that hasn't touched a phone, a cell phone,
right,
or an iPhone. And, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
My youngest granddaughter has already broke her mother's cell phone. And that's the first thing she goes for, is the cell phone. Because she just knows, maybe it's because it's a toy.
It's communication. It's connection.
It's got pictures on it. It makes noise and all that stuff. And in cars and everything. And everything is image and holographic. Is that the next transfer? Is that it? Is everything going to be like holographic? Are we going to sit in our house and just be holographic? Or are we already holographic?
In reality, we are a hologram.
See,
this is all we're living in. We're just energy. So we have built up such a belief system of the solid walls of your house, the carpeting, a dog, whatever, that it becomes solid. But it's all an illusion. You know, it's the energy is so extreme right now.
I still haven't seen the Matrix or the grids that everybody talks about.
Yeah, I mean, I
know you see them. I know people that see them. So if they see them, you know, I'm just going to have to go, all right, I take these people that they see them. And it reminds me of the shaman on the shore, when the people didn't see the ships, but then the shaman saw the ship, and then he showed them.
Right.
And then they saw the ships. So it's like, I keep waiting for me to see the grids.
Well, you need to be told what to look for. And sometimes it just takes time. I mean, the grid is definitely there. I see it more, you know, I mean, I'm seeing it right now, actually, now that you mentioned it, but it's a beautiful sight to see the grid, the crystalline grid. And
now,
there
is
different
grids. Is that a left brain or a right brain skill, or is that an illusion?
I think everybody sees it. They just don't acknowledge it like the boat. It's always present. Always. It's like... I'm seeing, if I do scan on people, I'm seeing a lot more people get crystalline energy activated within them, which is beautiful. It's a sweet tone that I feel. And it's a very high vibe. And I'm seeing more and more of that coming out. But, you know, I'm like you, I value the moments they say hi. And there's so many people that they don't truly value. It's like Betsy was saying, they're so wrapped up in themselves, they don't realize, you know, they think what they have in their world, what they can touch, that's only got value. If it's something they can't touch, it doesn't exist, or it doesn't have true value. But yet, in their mind, they made that connection for some reason, yet they're not valuing their own value within themselves to create that possibility. Do you understand what I'm saying?
You can see auras, right?
Yes, I can see auras.
Yeah. Now, can you see auras without seeing the person?
Yeah.
You can?
Yeah. I connect to their energy. And to me, when I'm talking to a person, I don't see the physical. I see the energy. So that's why, to me, having eye-to-eye contact, that's great. It's awesome. I loved, you know, having the interplay of being able to touch someone. But the other thing is, I appreciate them as a spiritual being on their journey. I appreciate the fact that they're including me in their world, in their story.
Absolutely.
And I just appreciate the people that are really in my life who are willing to take some time to communicate. But again, it's that equal energy. If you put out something and you're not getting anything back for weeks at a time because they just don't feel like dealing with you, they really aren't valuing your time. Or you've said something or done something.
Is there a condition on something that you're giving?
Say that one more time.
Isn't that putting a condition on it?
In a sense, but it's also putting a boundary. In a sense, it is a condition, but it's also, if somebody does that, do I just automatically cut them out? No. Am I going to put a lot more energy in it? No. The energy they put out is the energy they'll get back. It's equal energy exchange, and it's just finding that balance and regulating how much energy you're putting into a relationship. Like if you have, it's like if there's a marriage and it's like they both feel like they're doing something for the marriage, but the other person doesn't see what the other person is doing. There's a miscommunication and a misvaluing of what the other person is. But it's also, it could be that the other person is seeming like they're doing all this stuff, but it's only in their head in another realm of reality that the other person isn't even participating in. So the communication, and it can, especially now, if you can't talk in a relationship about and ask those questions, then something's really off. If you don't feel comfortable enough to say, are you valuing my friendship? If you can't say it point blank and get a response, there's something off. You know, it's like valuing yourself. Do you value your time enough not to put energy out where it isn't necessarily wanted?
This is a whole other call. My brain is just all over the place.
We tend to do that.
Internal conversation. So.
Yes. The value of, you know, it's and that's what this week is all about, is refining and retuning where you put your energy, where you put the value of your energy out there. And if you're not getting a cooperation and understanding and a response that you like, then you have to say, number one, look at yourself and say, what energy am I putting out to get this response? But the other thing is there just, they've got something going on and you just need to backtrack. You need to back up. And sometimes that's fine to backtrack. But if you continually do it, then the relationship has a whole nother dimension that needs to be looked at.
Well,
because do you really value the opportunity you're being given if you keep saying no?
Have you ever watched that movie where the guy always says yes?
Yes.
The Yes Man?
The Yes Man. I've seen portions of it. And that's an interesting experience that I think people should really do. Or, you know, even if they always say yes, change it to no. I mean, that's something I had to learn, was to say no. And that was a really interesting experience that really freaked people out because they were so used to hearing yes from me.
So on positive days, Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays, I don't know why I think of them as being positive days, but to me they are. And then Monday, Wednesday, Friday, negative days, and then Sunday off.
Right.
So on positive days, say yes to everything, and then on the negative days, say no to everything. I wonder how the energy would shift.
It would be interesting. Why don't you try that out and let me know?
It'd be like taking two steps forward or one step forward, two steps back. Because yesterday I said yes, but it's an odd day, so now it's no.
Well, it's sometimes I've had people that they're kind of like that, and you wonder if they're bipolar. It's like almost a little bit of a bipolar thing going on there.
You wonder if they really,
it's like a split personality. You know, one day they're awesome and great, and then the next day they're treating you like shit. It's just like, you know, okay, what changed?
Well, I just wonder what kind of sense of humor the universe would have, because I wonder what would come forward on the yes days and what would come forward on the no days.
Well, we know that the universe has an awesome sense of humor, and they make sure to point out their sense of humor as they make you
poetic.
The joke.
Poetic.
Mm-hmm.
But it is 9:53. I'm going to hang up so you can tell everybody where to find you on Facebook and your website. And
what a lead-in.
Hey, this is Wolf Eagle. Actually,
yes.
AZ Wolf Eagle.
Yes,
I
check out
AZ
Chris.
In there, right? Yeah.
So, yes. And you can find me on Facebook. I am Jennifer Hellman. I also have a fan page, which if you want to go check that out, and it is Jennifer Hellman, visionary writer and host of Air Radio. Go check that out as well. And I also have JenniferHellman.com. It has my personal and the business side of who and what I am. And you can always go to Angel's Intuition if you would like a reading. There is a lot of shifting energy going on, and it is good to get another person's point of view to see if you really are getting a clear vision of what's going on. Clarity is available. You just need to be really open to it. And it is a wonderful time. It's the summer. It's time for vacation. I will be taking some. So this is Jennifer Hellman. Same with each breath of air. We hope you gain new insights and inspirations. Many blessings and good night.